Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brian Clutterbuck. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deer hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaetti for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Braggs hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Francona reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner bunts towards first. Larkin fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Francona scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Clutterbuck covering, for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cook now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Gagne moves to third. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne scores. Gladden moves to third. 1 out. It's 5-1, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Braggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush, who is chasing the ball. Braggs reaches third base with a triple. Surhoff scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheffield takes first base on ball four. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braggs tags and scores. Sheffield tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Brewers. Gary Wayne now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Sheffield moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing center field. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Braggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. German Gonzalez now pitching. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a pop-up into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing third base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Brewers. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Brian Harper. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.